closer towards the beginning of the parasha. Light moves off from nearby Avram, from his vicinity, and goes his own way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu, and he tells him, you should know that the future of Eretz Yisrael, it's all yours. And he tells him, V'santi zarecha kafar ha'aretz, sharem yuchal ishlim nois safar ha'aretz, gam zarecha yimoneh, famous haptocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avram Avinu. You should know that just like nobody could count that far ha'aretz, nobody could count the dirt of the land because of its numeric value is so great, so to Klal Yisrael will never be able to be counted. Now, subsequently in the parasha continues, and later on, after the whole battle of the Mecham with the kings, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu discussing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'atidin li v'naychi herlich haribi v'naysu 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 v'naysu. What do I have in life? I have nothing left. All I have is a Mesek Eliezer. Nothing's going to come of me. It's the end of the road. What's going to be? And Kadosh Baruch Hu famously takes it to go outside. He shows him in the whole class of the Brit Ben Absarim, and he gives him a whole avtocha. You should know there's going to be a tremendous future ahead for Klal Yisrael. And he takes him outside, and he says, look up at the stars. He says, just like the stars are so numerous, so too your children will be so numerous. The question is, in the beginning of the parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu already told him. He said, just like the dirt is so vast, so too your children will be, and they will be great, and they'll be, they'll survive, and there'll be great dirt coming out of you. And yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ramino asks Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, what happens? I'm not going to have anybody left. And he gets another avtocha that will be like the stars. So what happened? We have the first avtocha. Why did Avram Avinu need a second avtocha? And the second avtocha of the stars, it wasn't the same avtocha again. So what exactly changed? The Tzviyoker points out that many times throughout the Torah, there's avtocha of dirt, the avtocha of sand, and many times avtocha of stars. He says, if you track it throughout the Torah, there's a fundamental difference in the two. The Ma'il of Afar Ha'aretz, Tzviyoker Brachos points out that Afar, the main virtue of Afar, doesn't do anything, can't really make much out of it. It's just regular dirt. It's on the ground. The unique feature of dirt is that as much as it gets stepped on and gets down, you know, people just walk all over it. And after people walk over it, you look back, it's the exact same dirt. Nothing happened to it. He says, Zari lo yikab l'kloy. That's the bracha of being like dirt. That nothing should happen to your children. There should be a future that Klal Yisrael should always survive. No matter what they go through, they should always endure, they should always survive. Kechavim is a whole different story. Kechavim is something which anyways nobody touches. It's way up in the sky, no one's touching it. But the idea of a kechav is that it's meir la'olam. It lights up the world. With that kliyoker, the pshat in the pasuk would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, you should know your children, you're going to have children, there'll be many, many dairus, mitzchias, it's going to last forever. They will never, ever get destroyed. Avram Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, you're right, you gave me a beautiful avtocha, I'm going to have very dairus. But if the highest bar I can get to is Eliezer, the highest dag I can get to is that of a slave, so that means they're never going to go anywhere. They're going to be regular people, dairus. If that's true, so what do I have from it? All my avodas Hashem, where's it going to go? I'm going to have dairus at all the lowest level possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go outside and look up at the stars. You should know the second avtocha. You're not just going to survive forever. If you look up at the stars, that avtocha of kechav, your children are going to be, they're going to excel, they're going to be oilam alo, they're going to be meir loilam. Everything in Kaisel, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kair shein l'chal kechav, everyone has their role to meir loilam. And that role is the second avtocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him the future of Kaisel, how each one will be unique and each one will be meir loilam.